This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah, you are the peace, from you comes peace. You are the honor of majesty and honor. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters everywhere, Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our days with blessings and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to experience many Ramadans to come so that we accumulate as many good deeds as possible insha'Allah ta'ala so that at the end of this journey of life we can insha'Allah ta'ala attain the highest level of Jannah. Say Ameen. Welcome to Finding Peace in Ramadan and Beyond, a series of reminders insha'Allah that will be posted every day in Ramadan on the hope of achieving peace, contentment and satisfaction in this dunya and beyond when we set our foot in Jannah. Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. In the dua that I just recited in the beginning of this episode, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us to call upon Allah using his names and attributes. And one of the names and attributes of Allah is As-Salam, the source of peace. And indeed, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of peace, and He is the provider, He is the sustainer, He is the giver of everything, then perhaps those who are lacking this experience of peace and safety, this is the time for you, my brothers and sisters, to turn to the giver and provider of everything, including peace, to provide you with peace. This is what we are going to discuss throughout the journey of Ramadan, insha'Allah ta'ala. How to find peace within ourselves, with the people around us, and before anything else, before anyone else, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator. Allah said in the Quran, those who believe, those who said that we are believers, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who acknowledge the message of Islam, those who acknowledge Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they did not mix up their iman with injustice, any form of injustice. And of course, the greatest form of injustice is shirk, or associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how Luqman in the Quran is being reported telling his son, Ya Bunay, لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. O my son, don't ever associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed shirk, associating partners with Allah, is a great form of injustice. So if you wanted to find peace, we will inshallah dig deeper into the area of how can we cleanse our lives from any form of shirk, and what are the actions that will ultimately inshallah lead us to this beautiful end, finding peace in this dunya and beyond insha'Allah ta'ala. Many people may have reached you already, my brothers and sisters in Islam, inviting you to their way of life, telling you God is love and all you need is just faith and Allah will take care of the rest. Where in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, had taught us that faith and actions go hand in hand. We cannot have faith without good and righteous actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوا بِالصَّبْرِ. By the token of time, man is in a state of loss. So by default, we are doomed as a result of what we do, except those who have faith and work righteousness and do righteous deeds. So in Islam, what you do day in and day out, my brothers and sisters, would definitely impact your faith. So this is what we are going to experience this month, insha'Allah ta'ala. How can we fix those actions in order for us to be more faithful to Allah and to not feel ashamed of ourselves for the wrongdoing that we have performed in this dunya? And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah that we recited earlier, that if you don't cause injustice to anyone, and before all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by not committing shirk, what would be the end result? Al-amn, safety, security, and peace. And this is what we wanted to achieve, insha'Allah ta'ala, in this month and beyond. Maybe throughout the years you have experienced something traumatic that had led you to a depressive state, or maybe you became ill or have lost your loved ones, or you have some kind of fear of the unknown. Whatever you have gone through that made you chest tight and feeling lonely or feeling worried and so on, there is a solution within our way of life, within Islam. And this is what we wanted to explore, inshallah, throughout the 30 episodes that will be posted. But we wanted to do something together, inshallah. Every day we will give a tip at the end to, inshallah, practice at home and to perhaps practice every day throughout the month of Ramadan and beyond, because this is the name of the program that we have selected, Finding Peace in Ramadan. So this is the starting point. This is the journey that we will begin together and beyond. We don't want to just stop at a Ramadan station. We wanted to go beyond that to experience peace throughout our lives, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٌ. On that day, no money, no children, no wealth will ever avail you, will ever support you, will ever help you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٌ. Except those who would meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment with a pure and sound heart. And I believe the sound heart is a peaceful heart as well. So inshallah ta'ala, stay tuned. Let's meet every day, inshallah, 4:30 p.m. Perth time. 4:30 p.m. Perth time, Australia. Inshallah, a video will be posted where we will explore ideas on how to achieve peace in this dunya and beyond, inshallah. But the homework of this episode will be the dua that we recited in the beginning. Allahumma anta salam. ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah, you are the peace, from you comes peace, you are the owner of majesty and honor. Memorize that dua, recite it after every salah, and inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors for your peaceful journey in this Ramadan and beyond. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.